Hello and welcome to today's episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. Hope you guys had a good weekend. Mine was pretty good. I didn't get up to anything kind of out of the ordinary. There was some lawn cutting, some grocery shopping, some going to the park with the kids, and it was a pretty standard weekend, but a good one, pretty active, which I'm enjoying my new smartwatch. I think it's going to motivate me to be a bit more active as it kind of keeps track of your steps for the day, and seeing those metrics definitely motivates me to kind of push myself a little bit more than I usually do. Yesterday, for example, was a pretty low-key day, and about midday, I kind of looked into my steps, and it was very low compared to the day before, and it motivated me enough to go with the kids to the park and kind of get in some active time, which I think is good, not only for me but for my kids. On today's episode, I wanted to chat about Kanye West. Definitely an interesting individual, and the reason it kind of sparked me to talk about him today was he's been back on Twitter posting a lot of stuff, and he grabbed my attention. He announced some new music, which is always kind of interesting, and he also kind of previewed some new clothing stuff, which I have zero interest. It's funny, as a teenager, I was very fashion conscious. I did listen to a lot of hip hop as a teenager, and kind of in that late 90s era, it was a lot about kind of rocking the fly stuff, and I was very into designer brands, and I liked looking cool. Now as a 35-year-old dad, it's more about comfort than looking cool. I think my looking cool days are over. And I feel like Kanye's maybe gone in the reverse of my life, where he came kind of into the scene as this backpack, kind of true to himself hip-hop artist, and now he's married to Kim Kardashian, and he's very fashion conscious, and I think he's just in a completely different headspace to the old Kanye, which I personally miss the old Kanye. The guy that, you know, he just seemed for the people back then. Now I think he's just kind of in his own head. His last album was interesting, but ultimately I don't think it really compares to his earlier works. And the other thing he was kind of tweeting about was there is a YouTuber that is very right-leaning, and he basically shouted her out as someone who he likes the way she thinks, and got a lot of criticism, as most of his audience is probably more left-leaning. And I haven't really looked into this person, but there was one tweet that was kind of brought up that even contradicts her stance on celebrities. She made a video saying, like, basically celebrities, we shouldn't care about what they think. And then it was screen capped beside the tweet when she found out that Kanye was talking about her. She basically fell over herself over a celebrity, which you're contradicting yourself. Which, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I'm interested to hear his new music. He's also has a project coming out with Kid Cudi. Was never really a huge Kid Cudi fan, but I understand his influence on music. And apparently he's also been producing for the new Nas album, which is also supposed to come out in June, so a lot of new music supposedly coming from him, but I'll wait until it's actually released before making any judgments. But he's an interesting fellow, and I hope he goes back to the old Kanye, but I'm not holding my breath. That'll conclude today's episode. Hope you guys have a good Monday, and we'll chat to you tomorrow.